We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline this morning features our friend Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare, who joins us here on the morning news. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well this morning. I'm getting a little uneasy about coronavirus this week, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I wanted to get your reaction to the highest total in of people in ICU in just over a month, but also, Dave, I was looking at the hospitalization figures, and they appear to be on the rise based on last week's figures.
Yeah, that's why I'm uneasy. You're absolutely right, Dave. We are rising in the number of cases, both in the hospital and in the ICU. We're still not where we were in the worst of it this past spring. But we have over 300 people in the hospital now in Minnesota. It's rising. If you're one that likes to look at graphs, it's been pretty good for the last couple months, at least on hospitalizations. But the graph is definitely rising, rising, rising. And that usually means that the cases that were new cases about 2, 3, or 4 weeks ago. So whatever happened 2, 3, 4 weeks ago is what we see in the hospitals now. And then in a couple weeks, and we see a slight uptick in deaths usually. But deaths haven't been the biggest issue, except for the sad cases of each individual. But the hospitalizations are on the way up. And when that is sort of a canary a little bit. And so we're a little bit uneasy about that. So we're really asking people to be careful, particularly with things like Halloween and gatherings coming up and the colder weather coming up. It's a little bit unsettling.
Is there an age group that dominates that, or is it evenly spread?
Any age can get it, but the biggest group for getting the virus is young adults. Without a doubt, the people who are getting it the most are people in their late teens, 20s, 30s. They have the cases by far as the highest, way more. In fact, way, way more than older adults. In terms of who gets super sick with it, though, that is upside down. It's not the young adults. It is older folks and people with other conditions that are getting sick. And so it's a hard message because you don't want to be overly judgmental about 20-year-olds off at college or at parties, but it's just the truth that those are really vulnerable places for communities. This doesn't pass just like wildfire across the whole state. It spreads in pockets. So there's rural Minnesota counties or greater Minnesota counties that have had huge outbreaks just because of a few weddings or funerals, or church services, or college campuses. Those are the places we're worried about, those hot spots around the state. And in fact, we're in the worst part of the country right now. The worst two states for outbreaks are the two Dakotas. Wisconsin's way up there, Iowa's way up there, and Minnesota is trailing just a little bit behind those states. So we're actually in a rough part of the country right now. So it's a little bit unsettling.
You mentioned Halloween. Any thoughts on that, Doctor?
I just don't even know what it's going to look like. The higher risk activities are everything we like to do at Halloween. Certainly costume parties, going trick-or-treating, going to haunted houses, on hay rides, things you might want to do. None of those would be in the lower risk category. They'd all be higher risk. So I think we all have to do what my daughter, here's a little bit of wisdom from my 25-year-old daughter. She said, you know, Dad, 2020 is the year of adapting. We have to find a way to adapt to Halloween. I'm quite concerned about it, actually. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but we all have to kind of have a plan for adapting to still have fun, still go about some of our business, but without making Halloween a big super spreader event. It's a little bit concerning, actually. Your Halloween costume will not be an adequate mask. So whatever, unless you have a real cloth mask that you've decorated, that would be okay. But you can't just like wear your Spider-Man mask that you bought at the store and think that's going to do it. That's not going to be adequate protection. So those are the kind of things we're thinking about.
What are you going to talk about Sunday morning, by the way?
We're going to talk about your bones and your joints. Every now and then we got to do something other than COVID. So we're going to talk about osteoarthritis and bone pain, joint pain. It's something that so many people are affected with. So we thought we'd do a little different topic this week.
Dave, I'll look forward to hearing you Sunday. Thanks for joining us as always, and stay safe, and we'll listen for you here on 830 Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dave.
He is Dr. David Hilden, Hanfin Healthcare, Vice President of Medical Affairs, and, of course, a practicing physician. His Sunday show is really, really good, too. Make sure you tune in along with Danny Long, his host, early in the morning. Time is 7:28. We have news coming up next with Steve here on the half hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.